Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, we are back with you in hour number one on this Friday night as we continue to celebrate the Cleveland Cavaliers. They accomplished the unimaginable with a Game 7 win over the Golden State Warriors to win the franchise's first NBA championship. And as we know, there are so many storylines to discuss and break down. We also want to highlight one of our good friends, of course, is Triumph Books and their new commemorative book that they have just released to celebrate this historic championship season. It is the foreword is actually written by former Cavs player Mark Price, who spent 9 seasons with Cleveland and was a 4-time NBA All-Star. We're delighted to have with us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line the guy that put this all together, and that is Brenton Bowers. Good evening, Brenton.
Hey, Alyssa, thanks for having me.
Okay, against all odds, the Cleveland Cavaliers are the 2016 NBA champions, and LeBron wins his third Finals MVP. It certainly was a night to remember. Tell us first and foremost, I mean, what has life been like in Cleveland? I mean, I'm sure you were at the parade.
Yeah, it's been surreal. I mean, if you, you know, in the book we talk about the history of Cleveland sports, and I know you guys are down there in Dallas, and it's been 52 years, you know, since Cleveland had won a professional sports championship. So, if you go from Thursday afternoon of Game 6, when the Cavaliers were down 3-2, preparing to play a home game, preparing to play that home game 6 in Cleveland, and you fast forward that to Wednesday, in a week's time, it was just incredible. You saw LeBron and Kyrie score 41 points. Kyrie hits the shot that closes them out in Game 7, and then that Wednesday, 6 days later, just an incredible atmosphere for the parade that celebrated the championship, and it's just been incredible in Cleveland. It's just a totally different vibe, and everybody's just celebrating and very excited and very happy that a hometown kid, LeBron James, is able to deliver this moment.
And we'll never forget, of course, that block on Andre Iguodala in Game 7. You talk about the perfect ending and an exclamation point, right?
Yeah, it really was, especially if you think of the Cavaliers' big three, and I know Love was, received a lot of criticism during the finals, but he had that big stop on Steph Curry when he was, out on the perimeter defending that three-point shot. LeBron had that block, like you mentioned, and then Kyrie knocks down that three. Those three plays from the Cavaliers' three premier All-Stars, coming in that final minute, proven pivotal. And it really was. You'll never forget those moments, for sure.
Sports writer and digital marketing professional who's teamed up with our friends at Triumph Books has just released this commemorative book, Cleveland King. And we definitely want to encourage you to go to triumphbooks.com, and get your copy of that. You know what's interesting? As we talk about LeBron James, I mean, he certainly answered his critics. He delivers a championship. And it was only, I mean, Brendan, we're talking, it was just 2 years ago that he came back to his hometown of Cleveland. I mean, did you imagine that it would happen this fast? I mean, what did you think when he arrived?
Yeah, I mean, that's the most amazing thing. I remember the night he arrived, in July. I went downtown, and there was an Indians game that night, and a lot of people really went downtown to kind of celebrate him coming home, and everybody was wearing their old Cavs gear, and you could see that some guys had put some weight on since they wore that jersey 4 years ago, and just, people were celebrating it then, And it's really, it's quick and it's not. It seems like it's been a long journey. They're firing a head coach, all the injuries that they had last year, just the different narratives that surrounded the team. But at the same time, like you said, it's less than 24 months after he did come back that, LeBron delivered that championship. So it's just been an incredible ride, from start to finish. And, it's just, an amazing couple months here. As the Ty Lue era began and the Cavaliers closed this thing out the way that they did.
You're listening to the voice of Brenton Bowers, who's joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always go back to our podcast page, that is podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. We are highlighting the special commemorative book, 2016 Cleveland is King, and we are celebrating what an amazing season for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I mentioned Mark Price. I actually went to school with his brother Brent at Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
And I loved what he shared in the book, that LeBron's greatest achievement this season, in his opinion, was the way he led his teammates. He challenged them when they needed to be challenged, and he supported them all the way.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, I really enjoyed, Mark Price's perspective on it. When I reached out to Mark to see if he'd be interested, he jumped on it right away. If anybody follows him on Twitter, you can see that, he was, very supportive out in front, rooting for the Cavaliers. He has a special bond with the fans in Northeast Ohio. He's a legend here. He always will be. And it really was, you know, exciting to see, you know, a player that fans in the area once rooted for, you know, kind of, you know, joining right alongside them and rooting, you know, for the team, you know, to deliver that championship. And, you know, Mark's, you know, he's a lifetime basketball guy. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. And, you know, he had, you know, great insights, and it was just, you know, an honor for him to share those thoughts in the book.
Absolutely. You know, so much attention has been put on LeBron James, but Kyrie Irving, you talk about a hero when he sank that epic three in that final minute of the NBA championship. And I just love, you know, even watching him on NBA TV, he is so excited to represent our country in the Olympics. And this is going to be his first time there.
Yeah, people forget he's only 24 years old right now. And just kind of starting, LeBron said at the parade, you know, he's 3 years away from his prime. So, I mean, this is going to be his first of probably multiple trips to the Olympics and hopefully his first of multiple championships. But, you know, Kyrie really, you know, he really emerged, you know, throughout the finals. Yeah. Even going back to games one and two, he really struggled to shoot the basketball. He's 13-36 in the first two games. And if you even go back to the All-Star break, you think about the way people thought of Stephen Curry and the way people thought of Kyrie Irving at just the All-Star break. And the way he erupted in those final three games, it was an MVP-worthy performance.
Sports writer, digital marketing professional who teamed up with our good friends of Triumph Books, that is Brendan Bowers. We want to encourage you to go to triumphbooks.com and get a copy of this special commemorative book. Congratulations, Brendan. And I tell you what, it's the first time on the show. I look forward to another conversation. We'll be talking about your Cavs, okay?
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it.
Okay, stick around. Much more coming your way. Hour number two is just around the corner. Great job, Brendan. Nice job. I've got your...